Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2971.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
D. Ted Smith.
Woo!
Robin Fox. And my cock.
Man.
Montgomery.
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, who sucks less?
The word has what you call people from each and every state.
Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Tim.
Click, clack.
Drink and drunk. All right, here we go. Gary, Indiana man gets high on embalming fluid.
And then leads police on a high-speed chase.
Naked wedding dresses are now a thing, so you too can see groom's happy place. Massachusetts wildlife officials tell residents to stop feeding peanut butter jelly sandwiches to seals.
That is true.
Two men agree to exchange pants, but stabbing wasn't part of the deal. And a man throws two cellos and a viola off a train. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a woman in India, she chopped off her stalker's penis with a knife. Now, she was kind enough to drive him to the hospital after the attack. A guy in Portugal wasn't so lucky. His wife bashed his head in with a frying pan. Then she cut off his penis with a knife. She did not drive him to the hospital, but she did hand him his penis back. Both of these stories pretty extreme, frankly. Knives, not just for cutting genitalia. A California man, he confirmed this, when he used a knife to threaten a bus driver. There's also a guy in Germany who threw passengers' luggage off of a train. You know why they let him do it? He had a knife. Knives show up in everyone's life, and that's today's question. What's the one thing you will always remember that involved a knife?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Oh, the show's and away we go. Welcome to show number 2971.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Guaranteed future repaid. Surely you think, man, these guys have been working their asses off. They will have to take a day off down the road. You might hear this show again. It's going to be that good. Who sucks less on tap? Did not get a vibe in the office as far as the severity of the stories this week. As we take three stories every week from the news, all of them suck. It is up to you to determine understand which of these three stories, in fact, suck the least. Where are we today?
You'll be really irritated, but it's not the worst of humanity.
Okay, all right.
I think that's
sometimes
fair.
We leave and we feel terrible about this, but that's just what's going on.
I don't think you won't feel... Well, hold on.
Does it involve puppies?
No, man, I learned my lesson on that.
Okay, puppies is
all Mike said was, they're not the worst, but the last one really pisses me off.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And he's not a guy that walks around angry.
It's hard to piss him off.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Oh, no, this will piss you off for sure.
Who Sucks Less is coming up, by the way. If you would like to get into the debate there, you can like the Men's Room on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Now, the word has what you call people from each and every state. So we go through this all the time.
Technically, what they are known or what we call them?
Both.
Oh, yeah?
So there are slang terms, and I think we have a little bit more difficulty when we break down cities, because sometimes we'll say, like, what do you call someone from Pittsburgh?
Pittsburghian.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But this is just the state. So even, you know, cities we have a hard time with.
Actually, you call them yins. If you really want to know, when you call someone from Pittsburgh, you call them a yin.
That's probably pretty close.
Yeah, I don't know what I call
it. Or a jag-off.
Or that.
What was the one in Baltimore?
Baltimorean.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't a Baltimorean. But everybody's like, I'm a Baltimorean. You got to ask me twice. I know who I am.
They inadvertently pled their case. So you're like, yeah.
Look at me. That's why I got one eye going that way and one eye going that way. I got on IMAX. I can see the whole thing. I turn in my head. Top that. Yeah, so we've got, but this is for the state. So, like, you're an Oregonian.
Washingtonian.
A Californian. You know, exactly.
Those ones are easy.
Californian.
But the slang ones are weird. So I'll give you the state, and then we'll see if you guys can come up with what.
Utah.
I feel like I got to be careful.
A Utahtonist.
Utahtonist. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's coming up with the word. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day and another round of profile this.
I feel like my slang terms for some states are not the appropriate ones.
Well, they're not on this list either. I mean, you would be. Okay, I'll give you a couple.
From Arkansas.
I'll give you a couple, and you can guess. I'll give you the slang. Term, and you tell me, what state are people sometimes called a nutmegger?
Oh, Connecticut?
Yes, how did you know that?
It's the nutmeg state.
Oh, how would you know it's the nutmeg state? How do you know it's the nutmeg state?
You struggled through the ABCs.
God damn it.
But you know that Connecticut is the nutmeg state?
I love...
Where are your priorities?
I love spice.
Okay. What if I called you a corn cracker? Where are you from?
Nebraska?
Are you asking me or Ted?
Nebraska or Iowa?
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
These are the slang term.
Oh, corn cracker.
How about a goober grabber? This is true. You're a goober grabber. You also could be a cracker in this state or a buzzard. A buzzard, a cracker, or a goober grabber? All right, the word is coming up. We'll let you know. And I didn't even know the term. I didn't know this was actually called a demonym.
What's called what? What?
That's what
is called a denonym.
That's what this is. What you call someone from a state or a
is
place?
Is a denonym
a demonym?
Does that need a word?
I don't know, but it has.
That doesn't need a whole word.
Yeah, I just learned that word today. Right. I was like, "What the hell is this?"
I've never heard that word in my life.
That's what I mean. You don't need it. Get rid of it.
Today on the question, we're going to talk about knives. Knives in the news. I believe
knives.
That knives. You want a nice knife? Knives are one of those things where that and the BB gun. As far as when I was growing up, those were the
they
things,
were both in the kitchen.
Well, those were the things that you got. You got way too young. You know what I'm saying? Like, your grandfather would come to you and go for him, like, here's a pocket knife, kid. Right. Like, don't hurt yourself. Like, you're going to give a 4 or 5 year old. And I'm pretty sure I got a pocket knife when I was around 4 or 5 year old. Go whittle, but don't cut your finger off. You know what I mean? So it was.
Low!
I did, and I got a BB gun.
No, my life
was
nothing like, hey, man, here's a pocket knife. Go whittle.
I had a knife when I was. You didn't have a knife when you were young?
No.
When was the first time you got a. Did you ever have a knife growing up?
I own a machete now.
Okay, but you never had a knife. Like a Swiss Army knife or any type of knife.
I had a
A Swiss Army knife count.
Because it's got a knife.
Oh,
knife.
Come on.
It's got all got toothpick, tweezers.
I had a Leatherman that I bought at a garage sale once when I was a kid, but I don't even know if my parents knew I had it.
Okay, so you did have a knife.
The problem is with children, and I remember this specifically.
They shouldn't play with goddamn knives.
Right, it was when I got that Leatherman, I tried to stab an aerosol can. And somebody came out and was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to pop it, and it's going to explode.
Jesus Christ. How old were you?
Right.
You know, like 12.
All right. That's in the zone of stupidity. Mike Hawk, how many knives have you had in your life? Or when did you? Oh, he's not even
he's
in there.
He's not even there.
What the hell happened to him? I turned around. There's Cooper.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, I must be taking.
He can
a
just
tour.
Come in and talk.
Okay, but he's not going to, is he? Oh, is he coming in?
Oh, he's.
Oh, he's three. Oh, he's three. All right.
Oh yeah, Mike.
Three knives. Okay. You never had a knife growing up?
I mean, eventually I did. Maybe 14.
All right.
Do you remember like those fake Rambo knives?
Yes, that started, had the chemicals right. Oh, yeah. On the bottom.
So my buddy ordered
with the string,
right.
And all that
stuff. We were like, oh my God, dude, we could be in the wild for a week and survive. We could kill a bear. So they said the blade could cut paper. My buddy goes to show me. Nothing happened.
No, it's,
you it, couldn't
but it was,
cut something
but it was
with that
big
knife.
And you could strap it to your leg or whatever. You know, it was
had like a little
it had a saw on the backside.
Yeah,
you cut down a little tree. It was a Rambo knife. It was
did
a
you ever cut down
knife.
A little tree that thing?
Hell no.
I mean, we tried. It took forever.
Now look, he's counting. His knives.
I am. Because three was wrong. I know I had more than three.
When did you first get a knife?
When I first got a knife is probably when I first joined Cub Scouts at the time.
Jeez.
My grandfather... my grandfather gave me one a couple years before that, and then I had multiple
so
knives.
A couple years before that. You had to be six or five.
Yeah, something like that.
See? Here's a knife. Could you imagine? I would never let my kid use a steak knife now. She's 18 years old.
Oh, my kids rock scissors all the time.
Scissors, yes.
But okay, fair enough.
But I think
fair
a knife
enough.
Is a
no, knife,
better.
No.
I mean, hell, I even had like plastic tips around the scissors for my kids. All right, BB gun?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I had a BB gun.
You had a BB gun. How old were you?
Probably like 16.
Okay, that's fair.
It was gold.
I had one when I was about 7.
All right. My father got one.
By the time I was 10, I was into the pellet gun.
My father got one when I was 13. But we lived in the middle of the city. The one thing we did shoot... He didn't know this, but he bought one of those big, like, inflatable owl things that you put out to scare away other birds, right?
Okay.
There's crows, all the rest of this crap, and I guess it worked, but me and my buddy are effing around with the BB gun. We had it with pellets, so we're shooting at the owl. I wasn't thinking this through. We hit it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. Then the crows came back. I think that's the best way to end that story.
I was given my first .22 caliber rifle at the age of 11.
At the age of 11. Oh, that's safe.
And I had my first 12-gauge shotgun at the age of 13.
Mm-hmm. Just put it in your room.
Exactly.
Close the door.
Mm-hmm.
I shot a shotgun when I was like 22.
When you were 22 years old?
Well, I mean, like where I grew up, there was guns, but not
right.
A lot of people owned them.
Mm-hmm.
It was like one of those things where it was you see a gun, turn it in.
Well, you know,
I was like 22 at somebody else's dad's hunting camp. I was like, I've never actually shot a gun.
That's exactly it, man. Yeah. I mean, it's just different, you know, in the middle of the city. It's like, yeah, there's guns.
When I was, 10, 12 years old, I had a .22, which is just a standard basic rifle.
Your old woman?
Oh. Yeah, sorry. Exactly. And then, but in West Virginia, the culture is a little bit different.
You don't say.
As far as
I've
when
never
you,
heard that before.
As far as when you go out and you go shooting with friends, cousins, whatever. And I had this one older cousin, and we were at a shooting range. He's like, just give him the 30-06. This will be funny.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm like, I can shoot this thing. You know what I mean? I'm getting into myself. You know what I mean? I'm growing up. Like, I'm not the little kid I was. I'm 12, damn it. So I take this 30-06, man, and I put it up, man. And I had my shoulder turn purple. It almost blew me back into the wall. It's unbelievable. So today we're going to be talking about mine. And a memory you have. And our question is, what is the one thing that you'll always remember that involved a knife? Here's a very strange story as we go to Colorado. A man who traded his pants with Jared Womack. Again, a man who traded his pants with Jared Womack was stabbed in the back after the pants exchange went wrong, according to a news release from the Boulder Police Department. I have admired people like, dude, I like your hat. You know, a cool shirt. I've never said maybe cool pants. I don't know if they
even
nice
if
pants.
You did, I would.
But I would never go,
you.
Dude. You want to trade pants?
You gotta find a guy that's wearing the same size pants you are, and
right.
Then trade them.
Same dude, like, hey man, we size up here. You know what I mean? Like, I really like those pants. Do you like my pants? And the next thing you know, there's two grown men in the middle of the street taking their pants off
for a trade.
I traded a jacket and a hat.
Really? So, just walking down the
switch.
Street.
A jacket for a hat.
Well, no, like a hat for a hat and a jacket for a jacket.
That's Hammurabi's code.
Okay, was this like just, what was the circumstances?
One was a buddy of mine. I went home.
Fair.
And I had, I mean, you really want to know, it was a dope fly white Puma zip-up jacket with like some gold trim.
Oh, only the best. The so Commodores don't just let anybody.
That's why I'm easy. So we're hanging out drinking beers, and I was like, I really like your hoodie. And he's like, I really like yours. And I was like, he's like, you want to trade? I was like, yeah, straight up. Mine's only a couple months old. He's like, same here. And then the other one was just like a guy really wanted my hat. And I was like, well, you got to give me your hat.
Was his hat worth it?
No.
All right, but you need a hat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the man who traded his pants with Jared
Ted
Womack.
Lives in barter town, by the way.
I do enjoy a good barter.
All right.
Was stabbed.
giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
In the back after the exchange, police believe that Womack, who is 37 years old, agreed to swap the pants with a victim, but did not like the pants he got in trade, according to the release. That's when the other man was stabbed, just before 10 a.m. Womack then went to an Eddie Bauer and tried to steal a new pair of pants, according to police. The victim, by the way, was taken to the local hospital with life-threatening injuries.
Jesus.
But he least liked his pants.
Yeah, so the how do you did. Not... You know the pants you're getting because you're trading them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll give you one more. A woman in India chopped off her stalker's penis and then rushed him to the hospital to save his life. The 47-year-old woman and two male accomplices lured her neighbor to an isolated industrial area before hacking his genitals with a knife. We recovered the knife and genitals, and all three accused are in police custody. The 27-year-old neighbor had been sexually harassing the married mother of two, even telling the woman's husband he was in love with her, leading to a fight between the couple. The woman decided to take matters into her own hands because of the constant harassment. She then allegedly sought the help of two young men in her neighborhood to restrain her stalker as she hacked off his manhood. The injured man is stable and recuperating in a local hospital following life-saving surgery. His family is in shock. Authorities have not named any of the people involved. They also cite in the story in 2017, an Indian woman cut off a man's penis after he tried to rape her in her home.
His name was Barry.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go.
Damn.
Our question. What is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
It's a great segue, Miles. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Doug. Welcome to the men's room.
I'll have the curry.
Hola, gentlemen. How are you?
Hola.
All right, so this is early 2000s when I was in the Army. Matter of fact, during when General Petraeus was taking over the 101st Airborne Division. So, you know, when you get the higher-ups during that ceremony, it's a big shindig. So we're just practicing for days on end, and during one of the breaks, there's this kid that I think is from New York. I don't know him all that well personally, but... He's sitting there talking about, these bayonets, they're garbage, you can't do nothing with them. And in his defense, I will say they usually are fairly dull. So we tell him, hey, you better be careful with that knife, man, you're going to hurt yourself. So to prove us wrong, he extends his left hand, takes the knife, puts it on the palm, slices it wide open.
Oh!
Finally, the good old boy had that knife right before him. I mean, he cut that kid open like knife on butter, bleeding all over the place.
Damn. Okay. Was this before like a ceremony or something?
Exactly. It was a training for a ceremony. So you get whoever the officer is who's taking over the unit command. You know, the old one makes a speech. He makes a speech. Their granddaddy's nanny makes a speech. You stand there. They all shake hands and do all this nonsense. And,
all right. Well, I got to ask. You're with this guy every day. You're living with him. You're working with him. Where does he? What happens to him after this? Does he stay around?
You know, that guy. I've never seen him before because what they do is they line up the formation by height and size, and we're talking like. Hundreds of individuals that are in this ceremony.
So, what,
so it's like one of those faces that you kind of see around pose, but thankfully, one that I never had to work with.
So it looks like the evolution of man when they're all standing beside each other.
I reckon so, yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, all right. Wow. You know what I mean? Like, you got Australopithecines all bent over, and by the time you're done, like, you got the tallest one. It's like the slow incline.
That's right. The taller you are. Higher up on the evolutionary chart.
Well, you're the
chart.
First to get shot in line.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
Now being the slowest and shortest kind of help.
Yep.
I'm in the back.
Robin, we good.
Remember, be in the back of the plane.
Hello, Tiffany. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I have a story back when I was in high school. I was with a friend vacationing, and I met this guy and we started dating. When I went to meet his father, though, he went to pretend to give me a hug and be all welcoming. And instead, he put a knife to my throat and started joking like, oh, are you going to take my son's virginity? Like,
what? Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Red flag.
Is this where you do the U-turn?
Yeah, nothing was hurt and he took it away, but it was very startling, very eye-opening, like, nope, not the family for me.
You were on vacation, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, where were you vacationing so I don't go?
We were over by Chelan.
All right.
So wait, this is the beginning of the vacation. Did you finish the vacation?
Yeah, like, we were separate families, so it was fine, but once I actually, like, introduced him, he did that. I'm like, nope, sorry, not interested. And then we stayed to our side of the campsite and avoided him.
I normally don't go back and tell my parents much of the things I'm involved in, but in that instance, did you go back and go, hey, Dad, this guy put a knife to my throat?
No. Oh, my gosh, no. No, there would have been a problem. And I was just like, you know what, we're just going to pretend it didn't happen. I'm safe. I'm fine. I'm never going to see him again. And just pretend it didn't happen.
Now you're Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Wonder what ever happened to that girl. I'll put a knife to her throat.
Wow, that's
a friend. Her,
not the story I thought I'd hear.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, that's aggressive.
What is the?
But you know what? Really, she's being awfully judgy, don't you think?
Yeah, a little touchy.
What's the one thing you always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
You know, my real only story for this was, like, one time I was drunk on Thanksgiving
cutting
French bread.
Oh yeah,
cut off half my nail.
Half your nail.
Yes, I had my thumb, or I don't know how, I was holding it wrong.
We got that.
I hold it correctly now.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, just kind of drinking, cutting it up with a spinach dip, and the serrated knife just went over half my nail.
God damn it.
Good times.
Yeah, and then it's awful, because you got to sit there and act like it's fine. Everything all right? Yeah, it's fine.
I need ice cream. Can I get ice cube?
I'm fine. I'm just, you know, I'm going to go to the bathroom and cry.
The paper towel.
I always tell stories on my dad. Let me tell a story about my mom, too. It's my brother, who just recently had a birthday. He goes, did you hear about the sun-dried tomato bread we had with crab dip? I go, no, I don't. What's the story? He goes, well, mom served a crab dip. Like, seemed like she was holding her hand or something. And then I thought, huh, why sun-dried tomato for crab dip? Then we realized she had cut her finger and there was blood on the bread.
Oh, no.
God.
Did she tell him that before he ate it?
No. She served it. Chris saw it. My brother saw it. Was like, don't eat that. I think that's funny. He figures it out. Like,
oh, my God. I think that's blood.
No way.
That's blood on the bread.
So he saved the day.
I can't eat.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know my mom. She's in the kitchen. She's just in the kitchen holding it because she doesn't want to say anything. She know my brother's going to be like, slow down. Like, what are we doing?
Don't eat the bread.
Oh my God.
My niece and nephew are just like,
what did they dip? What did they dip the crab dip with?
I think half of it was okay.
Oh no!
Just cut the blood.
Cut the bloody part off.
And she's over there hiding in the corner, holding her hands. Yeah. Nobody will see her.
Yes. And he's got to call her out like an embarrassed kid.
What is this cranberry bread?
Yeah.
Why?
He said he legit thought. Huh, sun-dried tomato with bread with crab dip. Interesting choice, but...
Cut off the bloody
part. That bread will be fine.
Was there any blood in the crab dip?
Or did no, the crab dip was okay.
All right, okay.
Is that it just got warmed up?
So, would it have mattered?
Jesus Christ.
No, that crab dip's so crab good.
Is your mom okay?
Yeah, she was fine. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of the same thing I did with my nail.
Sure.
But... I didn't serve the bloody bread. And I'm not English. I mean, legit bloody bread.
Oh, my God.
You must be watching Martha Stewart.
Right?
Like, awfully classy, Ted.
So excited about this.
Mr. Big Time. He cuts the bloody part off the bread before he serves it.
Happy birthday.
Sun-dried tomato bread. Oh, wait. That's not it. Our question, what is the one thing you always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA. Still to come, who sucks less? And the word has what you call people from each and every state. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's every musician's worst nightmare to have their instrument damaged while traveling, according to the story. I wouldn't know. I've never been a traveling musician.
You don't take your slide whistle.
No, I sure don't. But these poor passengers had to watch theirs get destroyed. When passengers boarded the Regional Express to Hamburg last week, little did they know the horror that would await them.
Horror.
Yeah. Usually a scenic and enjoyable journey, the trip suddenly took a turn for the worse when a drunk man pulled out a knife and began throwing people's luggage onto the track, as well as launching another passenger's bicycle off the train. The 36-year-old man also destroyed two cellos and a viola.
Damn, man.
Despite security being alerted, the string instruments could not be recovered. The train was traveling at an average of 70 to 90 kilometers an hour in Germany. Who can translate the kilometers? 40
to 50, maybe? That's my guess.
Kilometers to miles?
Yeah. Are you on that, Mike?
70 to 90 kilometers an hour.
Mike Hawk is on it.
Mike Hawk is on it.
Can you beat the drum?
That should be a new segment. Mike Hawk is on it.
I can't read that from here, man.
All right.
I mean, you got to be kidding.
That's like 43. Wait a minute.
This shouldn't be this.
Okay. All right.
I can't read.
When asked why he decided to.
Say he's going like 45.
All right.
If he's going 70.
Okay. All right. But it could be going 90. When asked why he decided to threaten the 25 other passengers and crew with a knife, he simply replied, "Because I can."
Oh, that's gangster.
Wow.
Our question, what is the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
Because I'm the one with the knife.
See?
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing?
Hola.
Hola.
Hello, so, hey, knife, there. Knife talk.
Yay.
I'll go. And
I'm here, man.
And action.
I'm here. So I was in high school. My brother came home from college. He's like 15 months older than me. We fought like cats and dogs the whole time we were growing up, but we were still best friends and still are. So we get in a fight in the kitchen doing dishes after dinner. He says something. I say something. He pushes me. I punch him in the face. He falls. A bunch of stuff falls on top of him. He really is mad now. Grabs the counters to pull himself up and throws whatever he gets from the counter at me. And it happens to be a steak knife. It's stuck right in my bicep.
Front of the bicep or like the side?
What's that?
Like the front of the bicep, or did you like turn your body and it's stuck in the side?
I turned a little bit and it kind of came in the side, and it didn't go in super far, probably 3/4 of an inch. Jeez. So it kind of hung down a little bit.
Straight,
but it was in there.
Straight blades.
I came back at him to take a big old punch at him, and my mom grabbed my arm from behind and said, "That's enough. You guys are done.
No more steak for you."
You know, yeah, I'd let you go two or three more rounds.
Right.
Hit him with the frying pan.
Okay. And how bad?
The odd thing of. Oh, go ahead.
How bad does it hurt?
You know, it didn't really hurt that much at all. I don't know why. There was not a whole lot of pain involved. It bled like crazy. And, you know, this is like, gosh, 40 years ago. So my mom's great idea was, well, it needs to bleed a bit because that was a dirty steak knife. I'm like, okay. So she lets it bleed for a little while and sticks a little butterfly bandage on it, and that was that.
Okay.
It never did get into
the good old days.
Don't cry.
You're fine.
What?
That was basically it, yeah.
Shake it off.
Funny thing is that a few years earlier when we were like junior high school, he had thrown a pencil at me that stuck in the same arm.
Okay. What does your brother do now?
This is a habit. This is a habit of his.
Yeah, but he's good at it.
Was he like a baseball player in high school or what?
No, he was like a soccer player.
All right. Okay.
No.
He's just a crazy soccer player. Yeah. What's the one thing you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA.
We have comments coming in, too. Some are heavy. It says, my ex and I were arguing one morning, and he started choking me. Now, normally, think about this. Normally, I'd be able to kick his ass, but he had me between the bed and the side table. I had to grab my knife and stab him in the arm to get him to stop choking me.
Well, that's understandable.
Stab for America.
All man, right, yeah, man. Yeah.
That is...
Boom.
That is some positivity. Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hola.
So a couple years back, my senior year of college at the University of Washington, I spent 6 months studying abroad in St. Petersburg, Russia.
What was her name?
Melania.
Give myself my own laugh track.
Yeah. Anyway, I was over there. There's a street over there. If you all have been to the University of Washington area, you know the Ave up there. It's got just a bunch of bars and stuff. Something similar over there at the university I was staying at. And one night we were coming out of a bar, a guy came up to me and in Russian said, "Dajte," which just means give me. And I asked him what, and he said, "Everything, give me all your money, nothing, you know, everything." I said, "No." And so he pulled out a knife, stuck it in my face and said again, "Give me everything." So
So some scary Russian man took all my money.
All right.
This seems to be a theme.
I look Russian enough and I speak enough Russian that he didn't know I was American, because that might have been a different story.
How much Russian can you speak?
I'm not fluent, but I can get by.
Hey, man, that's impressive.
Really? Russian, huh?
Uh-huh. Our question, what is the one thing that you'll always remember that involved a knife? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up here in seconds.
Stab you in the face.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.